Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We continue with the Halachos of Bishul, and today we will try to discuss some practical applications. We spoke last time that Chazal said that tavlinim, which is spices, shemen, oil, and water, so water, oil, and spices, don't cook in a kli sheni. But since we're not sure about other items, therefore we have to be machmir that in a kli sheni, we have to be worried about Bishul. But shemen, which is oil and water, and spices is not a problem. You can put that into a kli sheni. So what is spices? Spices are, for example, black pepper is one example of spices. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was mechadish that maybe our black pepper cooks even in a kli sheni. Even though Chazal said it doesn't cook a kli sheni, but our black pepper is different because since it's ground up so fine and it's very, very thin, so therefore it could cook even in a kli sheni. That was the chiddush lechumra of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Lamais, a lot of poskim argue, because they say even in the time of Chazal, their spices were ground up. If the Chazal said it doesn't cook, it doesn't cook, even though our spices are ground up, but that's how it always was. So Lamais said you could be makel, but if one of your machmer, tavla bracha, there's a makam di machmer, because Rosh Hashanah and Arbach said that. What would be nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, could I add black pepper to the soup, to your chicken soup on Friday night, or someone who puts arbis chickpeas into the soup, a lot of times the arbis have on it, black pepper. So you let it add that to your soup because the black pepper is not cooked. So that would be taller than Shiloh. But the truth is, you definitely can make putting the black pepper in your soup. Because we spoke last time that there's a big tzad that if you use a ladle to take the soup out of the pot to your bowl, the ladle might be called a klisheni, and then your soup will be a klisheni. You have to be machmer, a ladle doesn't change it. But if it's only a chumra, the thing you're going to put into the soup, so you can be soymich, you can assume that ladle makes it a klisheni. So therefore, the bowl of soup that comes in front of you, so you can put the black pepper in for two reasons. First of all, maybe this is what Chazal meant when they said that tavlinim, that spices don't cook in a kli sheni. And number two, even if you're Shlomo Zalman, you can say maybe it's called a kli shlishi. And therefore, it'll be fine to put the spices into your soup. Now, the only exception would be if the soup is so hot that yad nichpas bo, which means the soup is almost 200 degrees, so then there might be a problem of adding spices to the soup. But when is there a problem to add spices? That's if you have a dava gush. For example, if you have a boiling piece of potato kol coming out of the oven, you cannot put black pepper on that. Because like we said last time, a dava gush might have a din of a kli rishon. Since it doesn't have walls that cool it off, a dava gush, which means a solid food that's boiling hot, has a din of a kli rishon. Therefore, you cannot add spices to your kugel. And this is also very negaya for those who make cholent eggs on Shabbos. That they have the eggs in the cholent the whole Shabbos, and then Shabbos morning they take it out of the cholent and they crack the eggs, they peel the eggs, and they have these boiling hot eggs. So when those eggs are boiling hot, you cannot add the spices or the oil to the eggs. Even though we said that spices and oil don't cook in a kli sheni, but again, a solid food might have a din of a kli rishon, because it's a little dava gush. So therefore, if your eggs are boiling hot, you should not put the spices or oil in it. Wait till it cools down. Wait till it cools down to less than yatsa lettuce boy. Now, what exactly is yatsa lettuce boy? So we spoke last time, we mentioned one time one of the temperatures, that's a fear of Maisha, but there's really a three-way machlokes. A lot of Paiskim say the temperature of Yatsa lettuce boy is 104 degrees, which is 40 degrees Celsius. Rav Maisha held it was 110 degrees, which is 43 degrees Celsius. And Rav Zalman Auerbach held 113 degrees, which is 45 Celsius. So if the eggs are still hot, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, then there's a mokim that you should do machmer not to put into it spices or oil, because the shayla dava gush, and it's 104 degrees. Maybe you want to make like a maish to 110 degrees, but you should make sure the eggs are not boiling hot, because you have a serious shayla of bishul when you add the spices or the oil to such eggs.